Say sorry, but can't change the story. The letter she never opened. Ravi stood outside the weathered blue house, the same one he had passed a thousand times in his dreams. 10 years had passed since he left without a word. 10 years since he broke Mira's heart with a silence that echoed louder than any goodbye. They had been everything to each other, first loves, wild dreams, shared notebooks, and promises whispered under starlit skies. But fear had a voice too. It whispered to Ravi, "You'll hold her back. You're not enough." So one morning, he simply vanished. No explanations, just a letter taped to her front door that read, "I'm sorry. You deserve better. Don't look for me." He thought he was protecting her. Instead, he became the wound that never quite healed. Now older and quieter, carrying 100 what-ifs in his chest, Ravi returned. He didn't expect forgiveness. He didn't expect a warm welcome. He just wanted to say what he couldn't back then. Mira wasn't home, but her brother recognized him and let him sit in the garden. The sun was soft, and everything smelled like the past. She arrived an hour later. Ravi stood. "Mira. I'm sorry," he said, voice trembling. "For everything. I thought leaving was best. I thought you'd move on." She looked at him calmly, a tired smile playing on her lips. "Ravi. I read that letter every year on my birthday. Then I burn it last month." He nodded, not knowing what to say. "I appreciate the apology," she said. "Truly. But you can't change what you did. You left when I needed you most. That story is written." "I know," he said softly. "I don't want to rewrite it. Just wanted to own it." Mira studied him. She whispered, "Then own it. And let it go. Moral. Sometimes I'm sorry is all you can offer, but it won't rewind time. People heal and stories end, and while apologies matter, they can't erase the pages already written."